Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah, in today's topic, we will be discussing a very important element within Islam. This is also a part of the many commands of Allah Almighty to the believers. Alongside this, inshallah, we will hear beautiful narrations of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam under this topic, and also a final message so that we all can understand this very important element within Islam and we can act upon it accordingly as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic is the excellent mannerisms towards providing for orphans. How a believer should be and how a believer in Islam should treat orphans. If you look at the Holy Quran, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when commanding the believers to treat people well, to treat people in a kind and gentle manner, Allah Almighty begins with the parents, thereafter the close relatives, and after the relatives of a person, Allah Almighty mentioned the orphans. It is a verse of the Holy Quran where Allah Almighty has said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى. So in this verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala educates the believers in regards to the rank of the orphans within Islam. Now, my dear viewers, this word orphan, what is the meaning of an orphan? An orphan is every nabaligh, boy or girl, whose father has passed away. This is an orphan. So, my dear viewers, we learn that every child who has not reached the age of puberty, who has not reached puberty, every boy or girl whose father passes away during this time period, they are deemed as orphans within Islam. Once a child reaches the age of puberty, he will no longer be classified as an orphan. Now, my dear viewers, within the Quranic teachings, we have been guided and the prophetic narrations on how Muslims should be with orphans. So today's program will be based around this very topic. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, I and the person who provides for an orphan, no matter the orphan is a relative or a stranger, will be in paradise like this. Then the narrator, Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi, he made a gesture with his fingers, indicating closeness, like this. Here, this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed the believers regarding the status of the orphans, that we should treat them well, whether they are a part of our relatives, whether they are related to us, or whether they are non-related orphans. My dear viewers, we must show respect to them, we must look after them and treat them well. There is also a very beautiful narration. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the best home among the houses of the Muslims is the one in which the orphan is treated well. And the worst home amongst the houses of the Muslims is the one in which the orphan is ill-treated. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, I and the one who provides for an orphan will be like this in paradise. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his index finger and his middle finger together, touching one another. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at these narrations one after the other. We are hearing the virtues of looking after and treating the orphans well. So if we have orphans under our care, under our guardianship, then according to Islamic teachings, Islamic mannerisms, Islamic education, we learn that as Muslims, we must treat them well. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon these points as well. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Musa Ash'ari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Shaitan, the devil, does not come near the dining mat, the dastarkhan, at which an orphan is present. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, look at how powerful just the presence of an orphan is within Islam, that it has been mentioned by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the devil, the shaitan, he does not even go near that dastarkhan, that dining mat, upon which an orphan is present. My dear viewers, this is a blessing for someone who has the honor to look after orphans, because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned so many virtues for them. My dear viewers, an orphan is that person, is that child whose father has left them. Normally, a father is a protective person of society. He is one who looks after the affairs of his children. But when that support system that should be there is now no longer there, Islam also shows mercy and also has reward prepared for those who look after the orphans, because they are doing a responsibility which in actual fact goes beyond their normal duty. But this is one that will earn them a huge pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, by the one who sent me with the truth on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will not punish the person who is merciful to the orphan and treats him with kindness and is merciful to him because of his orphanage and vulnerability. And he does not show his arrogance to his neighbor due to the wealth bestowed on him by the grace of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, we learn from this very narration that on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, a person will be shown mercy because of the way he mercifully treated an orphan. Now, my dear viewers, this is something that we need to ponder over. That if we are able to look after an orphan and we have the honor of doing so, my dear viewers, keep these beautiful ahadith in your heart and mind. Treat them with kindness, look after them, and give them good tarbiyat as though they are your own child. Furthermore, we also learn that a person who is also treating his neighbor well, he will be in good and affluency in the afterlife. But the one who mistreats his neighbor, he will also be in difficulty on the Day of Judgment. Furthermore, another narration, Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who strokes the head of an orphan, Allah Almighty rewards him with one good deed for each hair. And the one who provides for an orphan girl or an orphan boy, whether they are his relatives or strangers, so he and I will be like this in paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then put his thumb and index finger together, touching each other. Subhanallah. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he and I will be in paradise like this. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this is how much respect, how much honor has been given to the orphans within Islam. So we as Muslims need to exemplify, exhibit such qualities as well when we are in the presence of orphans. Show them love and affection. Try to help them financially if you are able to do so. Furthermore, my dear viewers, another narration in the excellence and the shan of providing for the orphans. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that a person complained to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the hardness of his heart. This is a question we all have as well, that how do we remove this hardness of the heart where our heart is not inclined toward acts of obedience any longer. Our hearts find it difficult to sit and listen to a few words of advice from the honorable scholars and teachers of the deen. How can we remove the sakhti, the hardness of the heart? One companion complained and he asked about this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you want your heart to be softened, then feed the masakin, the needy, the poor, and stroke the head of orphans affectionately. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at how beautiful our religion of Islam is. Another beauty of Islam. This entire series really shows to us the many beautiful aspects of Islam, the many beauties of Islam, that look at how Islam guides us to look after those children who do not have any support, that their support system has actually left them. What is the Muslim commanded to do? He is commanded to look after and treat those children well who do not have any support system. So my dear viewers, we learn from this narration as well, that if you want the softness of your heart, if you want your heart to be soft, if you want the rust and the hardness of the heart to be melted away, then we must show kindness to the orphans. We must benefit the poor and needy, and we must also stroke the head of an orphan affectionately. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the hardness of our heart will be removed. Another beautiful narration reported by Sayyiduna Malik bin Amr Qushayri radiyallahu anhu, that the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who provides for an orphan, the one who provides for an orphan Muslim till the orphan is self-sufficient, Allah Almighty surely makes paradise wajib for him. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at the beautiful statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you provide for a Muslim orphan until he gets to that level where he can now work on his own, he can now do matters on his own, my dear viewers, look at how beautiful the teaching of Islam is. Paradise becomes necessary upon such a person. So let us look after the orphans. Let us treat them well. Let us be those people who go out of our way to help them. May Allah Almighty grant us tawfiq and ability. Sayyiduna Jabir Ansari rahmatullahi alayhi has reported from his father that once a boy saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in masjid, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon you. I am an orphan boy and I have a poor and dependent mother. Whatever Allah Almighty has bestowed on you, kindly give us a little out of that. Allah Almighty wants your pleasure till you are pleased. The Prophet of Rahmah, the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, O young boy, repeat what you have said, as you talk like an angel. Subhanallah. The boy repeated what he had said. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, bring whatever is available in the house of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, food grain was brought, which was more than a handful, but less than two handfuls. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O young boy, take this. It is two times meal for you, your mother and your sister. I will keep helping you by praying for blessing in this meal. The boy left and reached the gate of the masjid, where he came across Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who stroked his head affectionately. The narrator said that it is not known whether he gave him something or not. When he radiyallahu anhu was present before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you met the orphan boy, did I not see you stroking his head with affection? Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu said, yes, my O beloved Prophet, yes, why not? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, each hair you touched on his head will bring you a reward. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at how many beautiful pearls of wisdom we learn from this just one narration. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Mercy, the Prophet of Allah, the Prophet of Guidance, guided the Muslims through his merciful nature and how he conducted his affairs with the orphans. He treated them well. He did not deem them as being inferior to people of society. But rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the way you spoke, O young boy, you spoke like the angels speak. Subhanallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded his family to bring what they have in the home, and that was given to the young boy. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam observed his beloved companion, Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, where he also treated that orphan boy in a beautiful manner with affection, with kindness, with mercy and gentleness. Thereafter, he stroked the head of the orphan, and after this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the glad tidings that each hair on his head, Allah Almighty has granted you one good deed. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, we learn from this narration that it is a blessed action. It is mustahab. It is desirable that a believer passes his hand affectionately over the head of an orphan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon all the orphans around the world. The amount of difficulties they are facing, may Allah grant them a better ni'mul badal in the akhirah. Allah grant them patience and steadfastness upon the deen as well. Ameen. It is narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, "The one who fosters a child until he is able to say, La ilaha illallahu, then he will not be held accountable by Allah Almighty." Subhanallah. This hadith is cited in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat. My dear viewers, look at this powerful narration that when we take under our care those children who need help and support, especially the orphan children, if we are to foster them, look at the glad tidings that has been given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers, this in today's program we have heard in relation to the many excellences and virtues found in the prophetic narrations in relation to providing for and treating well the orphans. May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to look after our Muslim society, all of those, whether they have families or they don't have families, whether they are poor, whether they are needy. Because remember, my dear viewers, I end today's program with the verse that we started with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Be good to one's parents, then be good to your close relatives, then be good to the orphans, be good to the needy." And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides us with the verse of the Quran on how these personalities, the traveler, and furthermore, the neighbor should be treated well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon these beautiful narrations. Whenever we come to know that there is a young boy or girl who is an orphan, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, treat them well. Treat them with love and affection. Be one who relieves their burden and difficulty. Show mercy upon them. If you can, if it is appropriate, stroke the blessed head of that orphan. Because of stroking the blessed head of the orphan, Allah Almighty will grant us immense reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His infinite mercy upon all the orphans of the world. May Allah Almighty allow us to be a means of support for them. May Allah Almighty allow us to also encourage others to be a means of support and help for the orphans and the needy. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islamic manners, smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Islamic manners.